right, welcome into the KNBR pregame show. Bill Lasky filling in for the great Marty Lurie. And my guest today, you can hear him Monday through Friday on the leadoff spot as well as on Murph and Mac. Let's bring in Adam Copeland. How are you doing, Adam?
I'm standing inside of Macy's downtown. Well, my girlfriend looks at housewares, Bill, so I've been better.
You're in trouble, pal.
Well, dude.
Keep the wallet in your pocket.
It's a two-way street, dude, because I couldn't.
That's right. As long as she's in there, you're all right. Keep the wallet, though.
Oh, dude. That's it, dude. I'll hang on to it. I got to put in some good time, though, because on Sunday, I'm not a functioning member of society when football's on. So
that's right. You got to give a little bit to get a little bit, right? You got to do it both.
Exactly,
but
so.
You're doing the right thing, Adam. Keep her happy.
All right, man.
Well, listen, I want to talk about these Giants. They're 25-25, and they're playing 10 games left. And let's just throw the numbers out there. The Oakland A's, they're 0-4 against. They've lost four games against them. They got two more left. And then Colorado comes in. They got four games against them. They're 2-4 against Colorado. And then you got the Padres coming in for four games, and they're 1-5 against the Padres. So a tough climb here. And the offense just sputtered yesterday. Starting pitching is struggling. Bullpen's been doing great. What does the Giants need to do here in the next 10 games to get in this wild card?
Well, you know, like there are some 500 teams that will play to the level of their opponent where, like, the good teams they'll play up to, the bad teams they'll play down to. I feel like the Giants are one of those actual middle-of-the-road 500 teams because they're beating teams that I think they should beat. They beat up on Arizona. They beat up on Seattle. Yeah. But you mentioned the numbers right there, and they actually did okay against the A's the first time around. Except for Game 3, they actually get destroyed in that pregame series in San Francisco. But then they also, you know, they melted down with Trevor Gott in the ninth inning and the grand slam from Piscotty. So it's going to be about starting pitching. A weekend of the season where they're going to have to play four games in 3 days, and they have not done well in these seven-inning doubleheaders. The other side of this, Bill, which I think is maybe an encouraging part for the Giants, is they get a bunch of these games at home outside of this series with the A's where they've been a much better team. So I'd like to see what they can do against San Diego at home. I'd like to see if they can continue the offense at home, but they've got to get something going on the road. That's, you know, would they have three hits yesterday? That was brutal, man. You can't get shut out like that, you know?
And you're absolutely right with the smoke out up in Seattle, and they're playing a doubleheader with San Diego. They ended up playing 33 games at Oracle and 27 on the road. But I really believe today and tomorrow is really going to show the nature of the beast because somehow, some way, they have to somehow beat the A's. And the A's at home are playing extremely well, 18-5 or something of that magnitude.
Yeah.
What do you think they need to do today? They're throwing an all right-handed lineup out against Lazario, and this is going to be an interesting game today for the offense.
Well, if I recall correctly, the first time the A's threw Lizardo, I think he left the game early, and I can't remember if he had like a blister or a strain or
No, he got hit. He went three. Let me tell you, Adam. He went 3 1/3, gave up 9 hits, 2 home runs, 1 to Pence and Longoria, gave up 6 earned runs. So he's got a little heat coming at you today.
Yeah, so he wasn't hurt. He just wasn't all that good the first time.
No, he wasn't good at all.
Longoria hit a bomb off of him. So look, this is a good young pitcher, but this is a big situation for the Giants here, where they've done well with their right-handed lineup in there. You saw Darren Ruff hit a home run the other day. They're also really going to be challenged now because if the A's say they do jump on Lizardo early and they go to the bullpen and they throw a right-hander at you, you don't have Alex Dickerson now, who's on the paternity list. Mike Yastrzemski, while he's on the roster, his availability is questionable. You know what I mean? If they needed him in an emergency maybe to pinch hit, they might do that. But I think they're going to be really, really careful with him until they get those MRI results, I guess, on Monday is what they're talking about. So it's going to be about jumping on Lizardo early. He's a young pitcher. You've got your approach. This right-handed lineup has done well all year, staying in their swing tunnels, waiting for the pitch that they want. Wilmer Flores has been swinging the bat well. It's just I can't get over how poorly the offense has done on the road over the last 2 weeks relative to how good it's been at home. They're so much more comfortable at home. It's this weird twilight zone we're in where we never saw this before, Bill, where the home record and the home offense is so much more explosive than what we've seen on the road. So it's going to be basically the same thing we've said before. It's jump on Lizardo early, try to knock him out of the game early as you can, get into that A's bullpen, but the A's bullpen has been good. But if you chew it up today, maybe you have a better shot against them tomorrow.
Adam, stay right there. Don't move. Don't go inside Macy's yet because I'm going to bring
you right back here.
We're going to take a quick break here on KNBR Sports Leader. Bring you right back, Adam. All right, Adam Copeland joining Bill Lasky, filling in for Marty Lurie on the pregame show. Hey, Adam, you know, when you look at this club, when you look at the offensive numbers, when you look at score four or more runs, they score 20, they score four or more, and they win 25 games, 24 games. I mean, it's unbelievable, the numbers, when you look at this. And then when they don't, they're 1-14. So, you know, when you look at this offense, and they got to gel, and they don't win the close games. They have to score. And today, with an right-handed lineup, Robertson's in there, Basabi's in there. How does this team generate four runs?
Well, we've seen them do it, right? It's a matter of, as we said, doing it on the road. Now, they're playing in Oakland. It's a sunny day. On sunny days in Oakland, the ball will fly. So It's time to show some of the power, I think, is what they've got to see. You've got to play clean defense, too, right? You've got to keep runs off the board. The A's are a really sound team. They've got lots of pieces they can mix and match around the field. You'll see them. You know, Tommy La Stella was a big pickup for them. I think getting Jake Lamb after Matt Chapman went down was a huge pickup for them. But they're a team that's going to play plus defense. They're not going to give up the extra out or give up the extra run. Ramon Laureano was a legit five-tool player in center field. So it's going to be, like we said, it's about jumping on Lizardo early. And the funny thing, Bill, is, like, you know, this is a starting pitcher. When your offense generates runs for you early, you can just pound the zone. And if Kevin Gausman can do that because they put up some runs early for him, they've got a much better chance at coming out with a W and putting the pressure and the onus on the A's. The problem with the A's is up and down the lineup, they can score too. So it's about putting up runs at a premium. I think putting up as many as you can put up early and let Kevin Gausman go deep into the ballgame. Try to save some of these bullpen arms, because this week, with none of the off days after, well, you get no more off days after the smoke out in Seattle. They've got to be careful with these bullpen guys. And then, you know, Tyler Anderson didn't help them out getting ejected. So you need Kevin Gausman to go deeper into this ballgame. And then also, you know, his health is a concern. We'll be keeping an eye on his arm as well.
Absolutely, Adam, and that's where I think Tyler Anderson could be that guy coming out of that bullpen, because he only threw two innings in that start before he got tossed. And I look at this bullpen, 17 innings, they put zeros on the board. How much further can they go? And, of course, you said it, they're rotating pitchers left and right. Suarez got sent back down. Peralta came back up. And Peralta put three zeros on the board, and Suarez threw really well last night, 2 2/3. This bullpen is just getting taxed day in, day out. And again, these games are so important. What do you see in Gausman today? We know he's got a little elbow injury. How far can he go? And I'm looking at his stuff. Is his velocity going to be up? How is location going to be? Because he's had a few days off.
Well, that's what we're looking at. Is the velocity is the thing that's most intriguing to me, because, you know, his spin rate was really good at the beginning of the season. And, of course, if the fastball is there and he can throw that fastball up, that's when he can play off of his split change. The problem is the A's are a disciplined team. And they have been. The way they've coached their system for the last decade plus has been be a disciplined team, much like the Giants. Don't go out of your swing tunnel. Don't go chase pitches. So it's all about location today. And you're right. Sometimes that's just a feel thing, right? You haven't thrown in a while. You haven't been on a mound in a while. He's going to have to try to get adjusted or get an early feel for his pitches. But I'm interested in the velocity on the fastball, because that's what's going to be key in getting through this game when he throws the split change, right? Having that split change, it just falls off the table when it looks like it's a belt high or a letters high fastball coming in. So it's about location with the fastball, playing off of with that split change, and trying to get the A's to chase, even though it's something they don't do very often.
And the A's play very well, as I said, at home. And when you look at this lineup, Simeon, Olson, Kanya, I mean, they do have some sticks coming at you. The batting averages are down, but their RBIs are all in their 20s and 30s. Of course, last night, Olson got to 41 RBIs with the three-run home run. In trying to solidify going against this Oakland A's team, what do you think that you have to generate? Getting that first guy out, of course, is always the answer, but it's the large innings that they seem to put up against the Giants.
Well, it's high-stress innings, too, right? It's like, I'm never really concerned, like, when a starting pitcher is deep into a ball game and he's got a lot of pitches because he's been striking guys out, right? If a guy goes, like, six innings and he's got, I don't know, 90 pitches or whatever, and he's got nine strikeouts, you're like, okay, he's going deep into counts and he's getting strikeouts. He's maybe not being as economical, but it's high-stress innings. You could throw 50 pitches and have guys on first and second every inning through two innings or three innings, and that's a more stressful outing on the pitcher and on your arm, right? So, yeah, it's about getting the first out, because it takes some pressure off of the starting pitcher, but it's also about trying to keep guys out of scoring position when the big bats come up, like Matt Olson. And I think that's what we've seen Gabe Kapler do really well, actually, over the last 10 days to 2 weeks, is he's mapping out that 7th, 8th, and 9th inning based on which side of the plate those guys are going to come up to, right? Like, I remember going back to I'm trying to think of which series it was. Maybe it was the Diamondback series where he was talking in the seventh and the eighth and the ninth that you're not going to see the same closer because if he's got two right-handers coming up and a lefty, maybe your guy is Tyler Rogers there because he needs to get a ground ball. Maybe if you need a strikeout, it's Sam Coonrod. Maybe if you need, if you've got two lefties and a righty, it's Tony Watson. So it's about mapping out late in the game, but it's about trying to keep guys out of scoring position because, as you mentioned, Matt Olson might be one of the best-kept secrets in baseball. Like, I don't think people know how good this guy is. I think he's a future MVP. I think he's a 50 home run guy. He drives in runs at an alarming rate. He missed a ton of time either last season or the year before with a hammock bone injury and still hit 35 home runs. So this is a guy who's an elite player. While they lost Chapman, Matt Olson is again, maybe one of the best kept secrets in baseball. And he plays a gold glove first base too. So he's an all around player.
You know, you talk about this Giants team. We're going down to the last 10 games. A lot of different hurdles they're going through. Pitching, of course. But you look at Yastrzemski with the calf injury. You're looking at Slater with possible elbow injury. He's in there today as a DH. All these little nagging injuries. And you look at Gausman and Cueto. These are all different things that they have to come through to try to get to this wild card game and the wild card team. The thing that I look at is, are you looking at the scoreboard? Because there's so many damn teams up there that they're looking at. I really believe they need to focus on each game and try to win, because if they start losing back-to-back games, the wild card's going to be gone by mid-next week.
Well, that's the point. And here's the thing. A lot is going to change next week in the final weekend of the season because there are a bunch of teams that are playing doubleheaders like the Giants. The Cardinals and the Brewers are going to play four games in that final weekend of the season against each other because the Cardinals have got to make up games from when a bunch of their players had COVID. So you're right. I think you can look at the scoreboard because, you know, you're in the playoff hunt. It's fun to do. It's fun for fans to look at to see if the teams you're up against are winning. But there's going to be so much fluctuation in the next week that it might not even be worth it right now, as you're mentioning, because if you win your games, you control your destiny right now. A 500 team is going to get into the postseason, but one team that's a game under or two games under and you falter, those are the moments in this season where we're going to look to some of those, you know, the game in Colorado with the Trump play at the line. There's going to be certain games that got away, the Dubon running mistake that may have cost them a ball game. Those are the one, two games in a small season like this. They're so much more impactful. So you've got to play clean baseball. And if you do, you control your own destiny. And I don't think I think the players are aware of that. I think they know they've got to stay focused. And I think that's where the veterans come in here. That's where Crawford and Longoria and Belt are so much more key than having young players on the roster because they've been in this situation before. Brandon Crawford did it in 2010, final weekend of the season. Excuse me, and I guess he wasn't here in 2010. It would have been 2012. But these guys have been in playoff hunts before. So having this veteran group of guys on this roster, I think, is really key down the stretch for a team like this. And Gabe Kapler was a player too, right? I mean, Gabe Kapler has been in these situations with the Red Sox in 03 and 04. So he's been in high leverage spots. It's about controlling your destiny, win today's game. And I think you're in control.
Yeah, Bill Lasky filling in for Marty Lurdy. The voice you hear is Adam Copeland, and you hit a couple good key points there. When I look at this lineup today, you got Basabe in right, you got Dubon in center, and you got Joey Bart behind the plate. Some young, talented players, but they're being thrown in the mix here as we look at this wild card playoff position. On your first thought when you see this, are you saying pressure, or are you getting some experience?
You know what I always think about in moments like this? Like, I go back to, do you remember in 2004 when they were playing the Dodgers on the final weekend of the season, and it's Steve Finley Grand Slam game.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking moment. Giants were not mathematically eliminated, actually, but I think a moment in that game that we forget about is Cody Ransom, who was a young shortstop at the time who had been up and down all season, gets put at shortstop as a defensive replacement in a really high-pressure situation that he had never been in before. Ground ball to short right through the legs. It helps load the bases before Steve Finley hits that grand slam. Putting that pressure on a young shortstop to be like, you're the defensive guy right here in this moment that could cost us our season, that's a pressure moment. Mauricio Dubon, from my perspective, has improved in every element of his defensive game in center field since day one of this season. I think he's a plus defensive center fielder right now, maybe a better outfielder than we thought he was going to be as a shortstop, right? And maybe the bat is still not totally where it needs to be, but I'm comfortable with him in center. Joey Bart is a huge question mark, right? Like,
yeah.
This is a guy you're putting a lot on to control a coach or a pitching staff here. And he was on with Murph and Mack yesterday, and he seems composed, man. He's a guy who's locked in, and he talks about how the defensive element for him and being a good receiver for the pitching staff is really key for him to get through this season and to try to help this team out. So It's about knowing your role. It's about not putting too much pressure on yourself. But I think that because they've played so many of these guys all season, they're in good situations or good spots to feel comfortable in these pressure situations.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And Joey Bart, I mean, we've always wanted to see how runners are going to do against him. And against San Diego, he throws out Tatis Jr., he throws out Cronenworth, first time all year for both of them. And then in Seattle, he threw out the fast Lewis. I think his defense has gotten a lot better. He's getting more confidence with his pitchers, especially the relievers coming in. The bat is just slow. It's just not making that good contact. He's got a couple holes with that fastball in on his hands and a breaking ball out of the zone. And I think once he learns all those different repertoire of pitches that people throw at him, I think he's going to be a better hitter, but it's going to take time. And I think that's what fans need to understand as a young hitter, because you're not used to that when you're throwing into minor leagues.
Well, there's going to be a situation where he comes up and he's going to have to deliver at the plate. Maybe it happens in a spot today. Maybe it happens next weekend when they need to beat the Padres. But remember, Bill, how much we talked about the defensive woes behind the plate to start the season with Heinemann and Trump? And I mean, how many catcher's interferences do we have? For the most part, that stuff's gone away. Mm-hmm. So if I don't have to think about my catcher, and I don't have to think about giving away extra bases, or I don't have to think about balls being blocked or a guy reaching base because of an interference call, I'm feeling pretty comfortable that I can just sort of set it and forget it behind the plate. Now, the bat is not totally there yet, as you mentioned, but right now I think the defense behind the plate and being a good receiver for this pitching staff is way more crucial for the Giants right now, because they're hitting in the rest of the lineup. The rest of the lineup can produce. So I need Joey Bart to be a good defensive catcher for the rest of this season.
Yeah, I think it's real important, Adam, today is they got to get on the board. Being shut out yesterday, the fourth time this year they've been shut out, and they just aren't hitting in these ballparks when they're on the road. We touched a little bit about that. And today I just think it's so important somehow, some way, they got to get to Lizardo quickly and score some early runs so they have a little room to breathe. The biggest pressure is going to be on this lineup. There's no doubt about it. Slater, Solano, Ruff, Flores, Longoria, Dubon, Robertson, Barton, Basabi. I really think they need to break the zero on the board in the first couple innings. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think when you're the first team to score, obviously you take some pressure off of Gosman. We talked about him first time out there in a little while. Want to make sure he's healthy. Want to make sure he's confident and can pound the zone. But also, Jesus Luzardo throws a lot of strikes. You got to stay away from that changeup. Stay away from that big slider, curveball thing that he throws. And get your pitch. And they've done a really good job at that. I think the Giants hitting coaches and their staff deserve some credit. But you're right. Scoring first, scoring early and often is usually the plan of attack against a young starting pitcher.
Well, I just want to tell you, Adam, keep the wallet in your back pocket. You know, there's other stores behind Macy's, you know. You could just shop around, but make sure she's happy at the end of the day, because you know that. Happy wife's a happy life. You know that, and I know you're going down the road with that one.
I am, man. All right. I'll be careful. I'll try to hang on to the money, Bill.
Adam, thanks again for joining me today, and we'll talk again. Adam Copeland joining me on the pregame show. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Bill Lasky filling in for Marty Lurie, and we'll continue the pregame show next on KNBR, the sports leader.